Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hi, folks. Thanks again for joining another episode of Coffee Talk. This is episode 82. If you can believe it, we are into our 82nd episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane of 1973. I'm your host, Shane Lakita, and I'm here to talk about some more stuff. I wanted to piggyback on top of my last podcast. I haven't done one in about 5 days or so, or around that. And my last Coffee Talk that we did, it was about struggling, right? It was about how you're going to be able to move things forward and be able to get through some of the low end of the spectrum of where you might be struggling with stuff, and then how you get through the good times and then remember things. So this is really where I want to park today, okay? It's all about the struggle. When I posted the video on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect, it was interesting because a lot of people got back to me and they talked to me about their struggle and how they're feeling and where they're at with it and how they're actually struggling. And, you know, we've got two camps of people that are in a good spot. We have one camp over here on the right that's in a good spot. They're feeling good. They're feeling good, like, what direction they're going in. They're feeling good about the things that they're doing. And then you got the left side that is really struggling just to get through day by day, just to put one foot in front of the other and do the things that they know works. And whether it's your head games get into play, if you're an overeater, you tend to eat foods that you did before you got healthy or before you started losing weight, or if you were a non-gym rat and you started to slip when you were doing 5 days a week and you were losing lots of weight and you were getting down to the area where you wanted to and your muscles started to look the way that you wanted to and all that good stuff. And then all of a sudden, the brakes are being put on a little bit. So now you're going from that 5 days down to 2 days, and the 2 days don't really feel like you're being very productive, right? It's the struggle. So it's what a lot of us feel in our journeys. And although we talk about there being no finish line, as you're navigating your journey, how often are we stuck in that space where we just feel like we're going to slide right down that road again? You know, I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people of how I cope with things in my life. I cope with stress. I cope with drama or anything like that. I cope with food, right? I tend to use food, an item that you have in the cupboard, the cabinet, or whatever. And there's no one real particular thing for me. I know a lot of people might dive into chocolate or might dive into certain types of really fattening foods. But for me, it's all about just the feeling of being full, right? As I'm sitting there stressing about something or those kind of things. So I use food for everything. I even use food for not only the bad things, but also to fill myself up. During the celebrations. So if I'm at March Madness and I'm eating some wings with some buddies, or I'm at a buddy's party and I'm eating some nachos or whatever it is. So it doesn't really matter how food is incorporated. In one way or another, I use food in my life to identify with different situations. So when I start to struggle and I start to not feel the game that I've always been able to work on or feel what my journey has taken me to, I tend to eat food and I tend to cheat a little bit on the things that I normally am tracking. I tend to do things that I normally wouldn't do, where I'm not counting certain things, or I'm putting a bowl of popcorn down into my bowl and I don't really measure it out and I don't really feel like doing it, so I don't do it. And the more times that I do that, the more it adds up. And we've all been there, every single one of us. So the things that I want to talk about on this podcast is, or the things that I want to talk about are, what do you do and what do you use to cope with stress? You got to identify that, okay? First thing you have to do, I already talked about how I use food as a coping mechanism. So what can I replace that item with that I know will help me whenever stress happens and when life happens and all those things? That's a real question that I need to ask myself, right? And then if I find something that's going to be beneficial to replacing it with, I also can't be an all-in mentality, and I can't just remove all the food items that I really want to eat. right? I need sustainability. I need something that I can use moving forward in my journey, in my life, and all those things that I know that I can arm myself with really good behaviors, and I can incorporate exercise, or I can incorporate things that I want to do to replace some of the bad eating. But I also don't want to just get rid of completely the bad eating, if that makes any sense. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. If I remove something completely, and I think I've talked about this on many podcasts in the past, if I remove something or somebody tells me that I can't have something, what is my human nature way of responding? I go from being a 44-year-old man down to a 2-year-old boy, and I say to myself, you can't tell me not to have that, and I'm going to fight and cry and moan because you just told me I can't have something. And that's a big deal for me. For me to come to the realization that I know that piece of it, that I know that's a quality of mine, I know specifically that's one of the things that's a trigger for me, okay? I can't tell myself, just get rid of it all. So I find things, the question was, what do you use to cope with stresses or struggles and those kind of things? And I use the word balance, okay? Balance is really important to me. So if I know that a stress is coming, I know that drama is happening, I know that I have family issues, I got all this other stuff going on in my life, and I know that I usually would use food to cope with those stresses, now I can sprinkle in some other things. You notice I didn't say remove the food or the bad foods. I said sprinkle in other things that are going to help me to be able to cope better. So going for walks. Now, one of the things I complained about on my video was, is I'm sitting in the middle of the frozen tundra right now, where we are in our fourth nor'easter coming up here tomorrow in the last, month? Almost 1 week. And we're getting dumped on 12 inches, 10 inches, 9 inches, 18 inches of snow on the ground. Now, I'm an outside walker guy. And so when I go to the gym, I can't necessarily hop on a treadmill. It's just not my thing. It's not my deal, right? So I then start making excuses because the snow's out there and I can't get out there. I can't walk. I can't do the things that I want to do and all those things. So it then becomes excuseville. And then that rolls into a big, huge ball of just a avalanche of excuses, right? And so then the cycle starts. So you all know where you've been in this cycle before. You start making small excuses because of whatever's happening, the weather, whether it's you can't find the foods that you really want to get or anything like that. You go all these different avenues to try to figure things out. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to make an excuse for that one because I can't get to that today. And then tomorrow it's going to be another excuse. And then 2 days from now, it's going to be another excuse. And then you go, look, I'm back on track and I'm good to go, right? I'm good to go for a couple of days. And then the third day, your boys come over and they got beers and they got cigars and they got some scotches and you want to go ahead and have some fun with that, right? And then you start making excuses again. Well, I can go off one day and I'm good to go, blah, blah, blah. And you get lackadaisical and you start that cycle. And when that cycle starts, that's the issue. That's where my issue happens. That's what happens to me. I can be good to go for like 3 or 4 days. And then when some day during the week something happens, I make an excuse and I make a reasoning to why I want to get that done or make that happen. And then that is when the bad stuff happens, okay? So what do you use to cope? Do you have exercise regimens that you can bring in and incorporate? Can you YouTube some videos and put some things together to be able to say, okay, when I'm home at nighttime, which is normally a lot of people's snacking time, right? Usually you're at home, maybe kids went to bed and you're kind of rummaging through the cupboard, or you're going through the fridge, your nightly routine. And a lot of people say, just put healthy items in your house and you should be able to incorporate, you know, carrots and veggies and stuff like that. Absolutely, if that's what works for you, right? But those are our times when we start to dig in, the snacking, the stuff that we, you know, it just kind of curbs that urge that we may be having, right? So what can you do in place of that? You can have a little bit of that if you want to. And then why not incorporate some exercise? Why not get in some steps? Why not put your headphones on and do some squats? Or grab the punching bag and do some punching exercises or whatever, right? How about reading? Some people think if I am feeling that hunger or that snacking at nighttime, I pick up a glass of water, I drink it, or, you know, at least until I'm full, and then I start to read or I start to write. TV for me causes snacking. So a lot of times if I'm watching TV, I got to have something to munch on, right? So that's another trigger for me. How do I cope with that? Why not turn the TV off and do something productive? Do something that I can feel proud of, creative with, those kind of things. That I can work with my hands and do something different than just eating bad foods, right? Here's the other question for you. And this is something that I've kind of put together for myself. These are some of the questions that I asked myself before I was going to prepare for this podcast, because I did a little bit of prep work for myself, okay? So the other question is, the first one was, what do you use to cope with struggle? And the second one is do you have an emergency plan? If plan A isn't working and you have a plan built around the fact of if I struggle, if something happens, I'm going to go down this road. If plan A doesn't happen, then do you have a plan B, a plan C, D, E, F, and G? Do you have a plan in place? A backup plan to a backup plan to a backup plan? Because you're going to need 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 of those plans, right? I mean, you're going to need it. It's going to happen. Life is going to deal you cards that you will not like, and it's going to throw a curveball at you that you will not be expecting. So how do you respond to that? And then how do you plan around it? How do you give yourself a backup for you to be able to be successful moving forward? Do you have a plan B, C, and D? Because if you don't, that might be another item you want to write down. Take note. Think to yourself, I need a plan B, C, and D. Because when plan A goes awry, that's another one of those times when we start to slide and we start to eat and we start to do bad things because our original plan doesn't work. And so then we get stressed out and pissed off. And then we're looking at ourselves going, man, are you kidding me right now? Are you serious? My plan was going to go this direction and now I'm going that direction. Like, what's happening, right? Come up with your emergency plans, B, C, D, E, and F. Have them backed up, write them down. Think to yourself, what's my plan if things go awry, okay? And then the last thing to really think about and consider is, what are you learning from your previous experiences? Are you taking notes? You know, one of the things that I noticed that some of the more successful people within Weight Watchers, within Jenny Craig's, within Beach Bodies, within all kinds of stuff, all the different programs that are out there, the most successful people learn from what they've done in the past and they continue to make changes and adjustments as they move forward, okay? If you're just on a regular health kick, then great, awesome. And whatever feels good right now, whatever you feel is working for you, take note of that. Take note of how you're feeling. Take note of how you're moving forward, how you're executing, how you're being successful. Because if you take note on all those things and you are in a good spot, what can that do for you in the future? Well, here's what it'll do. Earlier, when we said, what do you use to cope during those struggles and during those tough times? What a great opportunity to have a book full of information, the answers to the test, right? How nice would it be in school for you to walk in and know what the answers to the test were, right? It would have been great. I would have got A's. It would have been awesome. And I would have been a great student. So this is how you're going to create the answers to the test of when things happen for you. When bad things happen, why not have something already written down on when the times were good? Take note and take inventory when times are good, so that way you can use it. You can pick up the piece of paper and you can say, oh, that's what I was doing right, and that's how it worked for me. I made a statement in the video the other day that said that I'm getting back to basics. Now, back to basics can mean many things for many people, but back to basics for me is I'm going to go with what worked for me. Plans have changed, things have changed, all that stuff has happened over the past, I don't know, 6 months, right? All of us have been there. We've all been through life changes, plan changes, job changes, family changes, and whatever. So we have to adjust and pivot on the fly to make sure that I can do things. But here's the thing that I'm doing right now is I'm back to the basics. So it's about the third day in that I'm back to doing what are the things that I know work for me. Eating some of the things that I like to eat, but also incorporating them into my health journey and doing the things that are necessary for me to be successful, right? But I've got to stay focused. I got to get down to the basics. and I can't starve myself and I can't go all in. I can't. It's not feasible for me. You know, a few years back when I was starting to lose weight, on my first runaround, I was trying to be able to just get down to a good weight. And I was walking 10 miles a day sometimes, just going for days of miles and hours and, you know, being away from family and stuff like that. And I was going like every day and I was losing a lot of weight. But then my wife said to me, is that really something that is sustainable to you? You need moderation. You need to be able to walk because that's important. You need to be able to exercise, get those legs going and get the body moving and get the heart rate going and all that good stuff. But you can't be all in mentality and just go full bore because you will burn out. I need sustainability. I need things that'll help me last. Okay. So those are my thoughts today. Those are my thoughts about struggles. What are you doing to help you get out of the struggle? What do you use to cope? Write those things down. Know what it is. Find out what it is that you try to cope with stress and all those good things or all those bad things, right? When bad things happen, what do you run to? Note those. Identify those. Take a look at it, right? Do you have a backup plan? Backup plan B, C, D, E, and F. And write those down. Write down your backup plans. Have a contingency plan in place so that when something happens, you have a backup to a backup. And you always know you've got something you can go to be able to make sure that you're there for success and you're not going to fall and slide and fall on your face all the time. Okay? And then what are you learning from your previous experiences? The struggles that you've had in the past, if you're not learning and you're not growing, you're never going to be able to succeed moving forward. If you just keep doing the same exact thing, it's like a kid. If I fall down and I scrape my knee or skin my elbow, I'm going to probably do everything in my power not to do that anymore. Correct? Wouldn't you? I know I would. So why do the same thing that you've been doing all the other times during the struggles? Do something different, right? Fix the problem. Do something to prepare yourself to be able to set yourself up for success so you're not making the same mistakes and you're not going down the same cycle all the time. And then getting frustrated and pissed and angry. All right? Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk later. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chano 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chano 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.